We got our next podcast coming up here. Sensible People, are we a fan of that? We know about them. This is a very popular podcast. I think their fans are right here in these front two rows. It's good. We got them coming up. All right, your next podcast coming up here. They've been doing this podcast for a year and a half. Can we get a round of applause for that? It's not easy. As someone who has run four failed podcasts that lasted four episodes each, I would love to have a podcast that has lasted a year and a half. I'm not there yet, but they are. They had some questionnaires out for you guys earlier. You know them. You love them. Make a lot of noise right now for Sensible People!
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
Holy shit, Sensible Nation, we are live for the very first time.
Yeah,
Tay Wagner, Raw Dog Ryan.
What's up, sensible fuckers?
Yeah, woo! And the one, the very only lovely Mandy B.
Hi, everyone.
Guys, we have a jam-packed show for you here tonight, but we like to do golf claps on our show. How about a little golf clap for a brew with you?
Great job, guys.
All right, that's a pretty good golf clap. I'm actually pleasantly surprised. And how about Rufio? Rufio. Yeah. Special guest of a brew with you. Utter disappointment that that's not the real Rufio from Hook.
The only reason I came is because as a childhood, I wanted an autograph 8x10.
No shit.
Because I thought it was the real Rufio.
I honestly thought he was going to put me in the fucking boo box in the back.
Mandy wanted to get locked up in the boo box with Rufio.
That's right.
I did want to.
Guys, as I mentioned, we do have a jam-packed show for you here tonight, but I did want to start with a little story, and it takes me back to when I saw my all-time favorite comedian, Mr. George Carlin. Anybody a Carlin fan out there? The best. The very best. So I saw Carlin in 2007, the night before the Bears played the Colts in a disappointing Super Bowl, and I saw him up in a small town theater in Crystal Lake, Illinois. And as you guys know, small town theaters, a lot of, you know, regular season ticket holders, folks go out for a night on the town, don't necessarily know what they're getting into sometimes. So Carlin opens his set with, "Fuck Tiger Woods and fuck Peyton Manning." Two older folks right in front of me, stand up, look of disgust, and headed right for the exit.
What Tay's trying to say is our show is not family friendly. You might be offended, and the door is right there
this
right now.
This is your
walk
time
the fuck
to
out.
Escape. Time to escape.
There might be a donkey show coming in the middle of this instead of games.
We
so.
Might bring Pratik back out in a gimp suit. But if you're a sensitive individual and not a sensible one, this probably isn't your show.
So this is our first live show.
Let's get this party started.
Let's do it.
There was a big first for me last weekend. I have to tell you guys the truth.
Oh dear.
So I'm having a wonderful romantic evening with this gentleman.
What's a romantic evening for Mandy B?
A pleasurable evening with this gentleman.
Just slapping thighs or what?
God, he loves saying slapping. Yeah, we were slapping thighs.
That's romantic.
So for the first time, someone used raw dog Ryaning me as a verb on me. I needed to take like a time out, you know, like when you're having a great night over and over and over and over.
So he's either a fan of me or he thinks that you'd like knowing that raw dog
or
was over top of
me. I didn't like it. I said, time out, time out. I'm getting a little raw. He said, I'm raw dog Ryaning you. End of the night, end
oh
of the
Lord.
Night. See ya.
I don't
but
think
that was my
acceptable.
First. People are using you as
wait,
a verb.
Wait, so
it's
wait,
a verb.
Let's. What is raw dogging for people who don't know?
It's unprotected sex.
So, it's not sensible sex.
So wait, it's just normal. Who the fuck has protected sex?
Yeah, when your name is Raw Dog, that's the scoop. You do that, unprotected sex. That, my biggest question is, so you let somebody raw dog you at the Greyhound station?
Jesus Christ, I was in a better place than the Greyhound station.
All right.
I picture her on the blue line going west. Just that's in the...
Is that fancier than Greyhound?
For those of you that don't know, we found Mandy B when we were looking for a new co-host season 2 at the Greyhound station with no panties on.
Turning you, tricks, this is my new trick.
Do you
this
have panties on tonight?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Well, No, not mine. I know this is our first live show, but I'm feeling right at home. We're at a bar. There's no other better feeling. This is where we record usually, so the night's going well.
This is home for you, no doubt. But what about the entrance?
I was disappointed. I thought it was going to be like the Chicago Bulls entrance back in the 90s. I wanted a fog machine over here, but Matt's done a great job. Everybody give a hand out to Matt. Matt, the sound guy.
That's Mandy's brother.
Mandy B's brother.
Matthew B.
The Bulls starting lineup, I should say, back in the 90s or whatnot, even now. Great. You can't. It's unbeatable. I wanted to crowd surf, though, and Safe House wouldn't let me.
We're not the Bulls. Jesus.
We're trying.
Only the Bulls.
We're trying. Did you guys ever see that fucking YouTube video? Anybody see this YouTube video? It's back in the day. Maybe like a Slipknot concert, Slayer concert. It was a metal thing. And this dude's crowd surfing, and somebody comes up to him with pots and pans and just starts bashing his head in. It's unbelievable.
It's like fucking Jax from Mortal Kombat, just the 5 pounds pressure fatality, just bashing someone's
fucking
head.
That's what it reminded me of.
Very heavy
guy's
metal.
Screaming, but check it out.
So where's your comfort zone, Tay?
All right, a little out of my comfort zone. First time performing in front of a live audience. I did, to relieve some of the stress, went to a spa this morning. Same one that Robert Kraft went to.
That's sweet.
Get the old Robin tug.
So what'd you tell your wife?
Well, that wasn't supposed to come out on the live podcast, I suppose.
Oh, people can hear us?
I did not know she was here.
People can hear us.
So yeah, I got a little Robin tug in the morning, and then... B, sorry.
He said little Robin tug, little.
A little one.
My true comfort level is in my car... Some of you can attest to this, picking my nose.
No one can attest to this. No one
we
is
all
talking
pick, about. Pick and flick in the car.
Pick
maybe.
And flick in the car. Nobody bothers you. Everybody's got to do it. You got to pick all day. You get to your car. You got to fucking pick, man. You got to do it.
Hey, what finger do you use? What utensil?
You got to go pointer finger.
Oh, you got to go pinky, you fuck.
Pinky?
No,
it's
why?
Sharper. It's smaller.
No, at least I'm not using the thumb.
No, you can't.
Are
you
giving the old Tom thumb, Mandy?
No, I'm not giving any. I am not comfortable in the car picking my nose. Not at all.
What do
ladies,
you do?
Ladies, this is what we do. We all in the car, we put on our lipstick, our mascara with our crazy mascara mouths, doing our thing. That's the most
waste
uncomfortable thing I do. Waste of time.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get all dialed up for my day.
Well, here's the thing. When I'm picking my nose... You know, you're picking your nose. Everybody does it. Don't fucking deny. Look, I see your looks. So you're picking your nose, and you get caught. And it's most people get embarrassed. I don't get fucking embarrassed. I stare right back at them. That's a you problem, not a me problem.
That's a you problem.
You stare into their soul, and then if it's dry out, like the winter, you start to bleed profusely. Oh, my God, they get so scared.
The drier, the better.
That's a
the crustier.
Yeah.
No one enjoys that. Hey. I enjoy a good flirting session in the car. You look at the cute guy next to you. You're playing. First of all, I'm driving my cool stick shift car.
You ever show two tit?
No, I do not in the car.
Why?
Because
Why
it's
not?
Inappropriate.
So then what's
and I'm
flirting?
Very appropriate.
What's flirting? Just the eyes?
A little
wink, the banjo,
a little
like in the old baked
what? We're both listening to this wonderful song right now.
Pick the wedgie out of your crotch?
I'm not picking wedgies out of my crotch.
Raw dog, what about the singles here tonight?
Yeah, what's up, sensible singles?
Anybody single out there for Raw Dog?
Hey, Jacob, I'll take you in the back, in the interrogation room. But yeah, hey, as you guys know, newly single. I don't know if you do know, but newly single. And so what I've realized, I don't know about you guys, there is so many, people send so many nude photos when you're single and you talk to people. I've never realized when I was married for a while, I never got a nude photo. And then as soon as it was done, every person I meet sends me a nude photo.
I haven't ever gotten a nude photo.
I will say I've never sent a dick pic, though. That's never came. I just receive. But so I'm sitting, I go to a client meeting a couple weeks ago, and my boss takes me with, and we go there, and they sell truck parts. Yeah, I know, very interesting. So exciting. I'm sitting in the conference room listening about fucking alternators, spring brakes, what have yous, and I get this ding on my phone, and it's from Snapchat, which most people send nudes on Snapchat, right? They go away, they know if you take a screenshot. So under the table at the conference, I'm looking at nudes. As this guy's talking about alternators. So I excuse myself from the conference. I go to the bathroom because if you don't text back, they're not going to send any more. So I wanted to make sure I was texting
back. It's a timely manner, yeah.
I thought about laying down on the bathroom floor. I know, Brew, with you talked about if it was acceptable to bang in a restaurant. Well, is it acceptable to lay down at your client's bathroom and rub one out?
No, it's not.
Well, I don't think so.
So I had to go back to the fucking conference, and I felt like Billy Madison listened to Chlorophyll Man, like more like Borophyll. And so also, obviously, I've tried the new Tinder and Bumble apps. I never got to use them, never knew about dating apps, so.
There's a lot of talent in the city.
Yeah, there is. Oh, there's a lot. Oh, my God. What is in the water down here? I go back up north to where I live, and it's a bunch of fucking inbreds.
Hey!
Yeah, see?
I'm from
A!
That's right.
So yeah, so I'm on Tinder and Bumble, and I wanted to ask you guys, is I've been trying to manage who I talk to. It's hard. Sometimes you get a text here, and it's like, oh, wait, is that so-and-so from Kenosha, or is that so-and-so from Zion? So I put them in my phone as, let's just say, Tina Tinder or Megan Bumble. When's it okay after you get done talking to them to actually put their last name in your phone?
I don't know.
Or do they stay forever?
I'm not in the dating scene.
He's not, but
just the rub and tug scene.
It's the rub and tug scene.
Oh my, a little rub and tug.
A little
I still have you jokers as Ryan Podcast and Taylor Podcast, so.
That's what we mean to you.
That's a lot. Yeah, I capitalized your names and then put Podcast.
Mandy, remember when we showed you the exit?
Oh, see ya.
That was for you.
Wow.
Hey, so I do have to tell you guys, I crossed something off my bucket list recently.
Your bucket list.
My bucket
list. Your fucking bucket list. So what is Raw Dog's bucket list?
So no one wants to know.
I met this really nice girl through a dating app recently, and so we go on this first date. I wasn't sure about her because, you know, we all know girls have filters on their photos. It's fucking bullshit.
So do you guys, though.
No,
we do it to us, too.
We don't filter. So I was nervous about it, so I take her to a dive bar because a lot of bars that I frequent at home, people know who I am, so I didn't want to be seen. So I take her to a dive bar.
Because people know we're all dogs.
So everything went well. We go on the next date, like a couple days later, and obviously, as you guys know, I had some drinks, was feeling good. So as a staple, Taylor, see Exhibit A, when I tend to get drunk, I have this famous drawing that I like to do.
Exhibit A.
And I draw this picture on this chick's phone, and she saves it, and she laughed a little bit. I don't know how well it went over. Get a little more drunk. She makes me karaoke, Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Away. But instead of singing I Want It That Away, I point right at her in the crowd and say, I want to fuck you that away, right in front of everybody.
Classy.
So she sticks with me. And so what I'm getting at is we get to the third date, the next date. And what I've realized with dating apps is once you get to the third date, you're in. It's time to fuck. So we get to that point. She dressed conservative usually, so I didn't think anything of it. Well, then her shirt comes off, and she has the biggest beautiful fake tits I've ever seen in my life.
There you go.
And so that was on my bucket list. I'd never been with somebody with fake tits.
Match that right now.
And actually what's nice is Gina's actually here tonight. Give a hand for Gina Tinder.
A golf clap, golf clap.
Give a hand.
Yeah.
And my mom's over there, Gina. You can meet my mom. Mom, meet Gina. Very nice girl.
Your poor mother.
Too funny. Thank you, Gina. You guys having fun yet? All right. We have a few props up on the table. You might be wondering, for those that can see, what these are. We do have some hate mail here. We got our first hate mail in January, which is like a feat of accomplishment. It feels great.
We
once
made
you get
it.
Hit.
We
yeah,
love the hate.
Right?
So, we hope we offend you.
So we get this message after one of our episodes in early January, and it comes through our contact form, and it's from Disgusted Listener. And the email is nope@note.com. And the message goes, got 18 minutes into your latest episode and instantly needed to unsubscribe.
Good.
You all make me feel sick. I understand the occasional dirty joke and swearing in comedy. That's whatever. But the moment you decide to make a joke about cancer, you lose all respect from me. Maybe you should find a more respectful career to pursue, because I can promise if you think this humor is humor, you will get nowhere. And then they followed up with another one about 18 minutes later that said, from anonymous, clearly the same fucking person, come on, disappointed@email.com, message, jokes about chemo and cancer, sick. So the joke was not sick. It was comedy gold, and I got applauded by it. It was more of a mustache joke, if you will. We were talking about a bigger lady at the grocery store that had a handlebar mustache.
Don't
a
go out with the mustache, ladies.
She had a push broom Pete.
She had a push broom Pete, and she goes, or we were talking about how you would get rid of that thing. Would you shave it? You wax it? And all I said was, I don't think you could get rid of that with about a chemo.
Just get
rid of the mustache joke.
And you know what? Ever since we said that joke, Mandy's came clean shaven to studio.
That's right.
Every
Come
fucking
on, I
time.
Come on, I don't even have a case. I don't have a case of anything.
The tanning hides it.
That's right.
Moving on. What is this disgusting thing I'm looking at down
here?
Oh,
that guy. So this is a funny prop. I'll hold it high because it's kind of small for you all to see. And this is a toothbrush. And this is my toothbrush for the last 6 days. And I had a new toothbrush in a little cardboard box.
This butthole brush.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And I was a little drunk, came home late at night, and I broke the cardboard, and the toothbrush broke, and I didn't have another one, and I'd been too lazy to go to the grocery store, and my wife hasn't gone, so...
It's your wife's
this
problem?
This is what I brush with.
It's your wife's problem?
Yeah, it's my wife's problem.
Go but buy a fucking
I'm
gonna toothbrush.
I'm going to donate this to the crowd tonight. Hopefully that landed in somebody's drink.
Good catch.
Ew.
Hey, let's take a minute to thank Safe House. This has been a great event. They've been great
Tim,
to
Peggy.
Us. All the staff.
Thanks for having us.
All the podcasts. They really put on a great event. So, hey, thanks, Safe House. So, Tate, are you ready for the device?
I'm so ready. Well,
so this
really.
Leads us to our first segment. As Pratik mentioned earlier, we're going to play a little game. You guys filled out some questions. I know we can't read all of them, but this is a very official lie detector test.
From
very
China.
Very official.
That we've got questions from you guys, the fans. Yes or no. I know you guys didn't listen to fucking directions, but there's supposed to be yes or no questions. And we're going to do a little lie detector. The kick is if it thinks you're lying, we get a shock. And the shock sucks. We've
it
all
sucks.
Tested,
we
it.
Tested it.
It's not
Someone
a kid's game.
Someone cried about the shock.
It
a
might
lot
go
more
flying
than anyone else
in the
cried
front
about
row.
It.
So what is the first question we're going to
so
read,
gonna
guys?
Strap
Let me
in
strap
first.
Him in. Slow down, Radha.
So we picked some of the best questions that Kelly came around and picked up. So
all right.
And then
so
there's some pre-selected questions as well.
Turn it on.
Yeah. Why you got such a heavy hand? Oh, because it was stuck to the bottom. All right,
there's a little switch on the bottom.
We got it on.
Got to be smarter than the device.
Shock on?
Whoa, it's from Amazon.
All right, and then you'll hit it. You'll hit it again once that's done. So Tay's first question.
I'm fucking nervous.
Once this goes right now. No, other one. Wait, now.
Now?
Yep.
We swear we did.
Tay, have you ever tucked your penis in between your legs and looked in the mirror?
No, never.
That's bullshit.
Never.
Let's see. Oh,
wow.
Thank God.
He's safe. Hey.
He's telling the truth.
I will have to say, when I was a real little kid, this is fucking weird and fucked up, but I thought girls had junk. They just tucked it between their legs. That's what I thought.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Renee, what are you teaching him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ryan's mom is here?
Yeah.
Holy
he
shit.
He just
that's
found out
thought.
This information yesterday,
Holy
ladies
shit.
And gentlemen. All right, so ready, next question, Tay?
Hold on. It's ready. Over here. All right, Tay's next question. Did you ever send an email to your high school freshman girlfriend asking her for more blowjobs from your mom's email account?
No.
Oh, he passed.
Oh,
what? I passed.
Hey, is this true, Mom?
Hey.
Clearly from my mother.
I believe your mom more than this fucking thing.
You asked for more blowjobs?
I don't remember that shit. That was yesterday. I logged into the wrong account.
That's Tay's last one.
All right, Tay. Last question. Do you want to make it out with me? Someone from the audience.
Hey, though. Who wants to step Ooh. Up? Who so wrote someone, that?
Who wrote it?
Oh, great.
Oh, Jacob, sit down.
You want to make out with Jacob?
No.
All right, press the button. Let's see.
Says no.
So if it's a lie, does he have to?
Yes. We'll see. Let's see, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope he gets fucking shocked.
Wow.
I'm a truthful fucking individual.
Someone set this up. All right, good job, Tay.
All right, Mandy.
I'm next.
Mandy B's up.
I'm wearing this ring. Is it really going to get me? All right, I'm
All right.
in.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have you ever thought about doing a sexual act with the same sex?
Yes.
Scissoring, kissing muffs.
Females are beautiful and gorgeous, and yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh!
That's true.
Truth teller.
These are all true.
All right, next.
All right, have you ever thought about fucking your boss for a promotion at work?
No, I'm very smart and don't need that kind of
This is a
help.
Lie. This is a lie.
That's a fucking lie.
Whatsoever.
I hope you really get shot.
Oh!
It was a little lie. It was in the red.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
in the
it's
red.
It's getting closer. It's reading her.
I think we're finding out who the Next truth question. Goes in this group.
Mandy's here. Last question. Have you ever put your finger in your butthole and sniffed your finger and liked it?
No! Nice ow!
Yeah!
Liar!
You like the stench of your
like
own butthole.
Who asked that question? Amanda?
Wait, we know you sniffed it. Did you lick it?
No!
So now we know the truth.
My hand's off the device. Next!
So she lied when we asked what she gets caught in the car doing earlier.
There was not a lie detector.
Strap me in. I'm nervous.
I'm strapping you in. Sensibly protecting you, raw dog. All right.
Who's ready for some raw dog questions? Let's get it started.
Bring it.
Start it. Do you masturbate with your right hand?
Yes.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Fuck.
It hurts pretty bad.
It's not to say you never go lefty. It feels like someone else is doing it.
You're predominant.
Or you sit on your hand till it goes numb or falls asleep. That works too.
Oh, I haven't. Next question.
Next for Raw Dog. Most annoying... Oh, this is not for Raw Dog. This is a mistake.
Nice.
Oh,
all right,
it's
next
the
for
last,
Raw Dog.
The last one.
Have you ever thought about doing a... Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry,
read
lady.
It again.
Have you ever wanted to know what your own cum tastes like?
Hell no.
You've never been a little curious?
No.
Never like
no.
slightly
no.
curious?
Is this going to shock me? Yeah.
Oh!
Hey, but I've told you guys, I will say, I never wonder, but guys, test this at home, obviously, not here at Safe House. But smell, if you're a man yourself, if you're a woman, smell your partners, whoever you're with that night. If you ever make pancakes with Bisquick, smell the Bisquick batter before it goes on the fryer, or smell your cum, they smell exactly the same. Try it. I know you're like, fuck, this dude is not right, but it smells exactly the same. It's Bisquick.
Not right.
All right.
You know what? For your last question, I'm going to ask that.
Wait, we got two more.
Oh, we do have two more?
We have
okay,
two more.
Good.
Two more.
What's... And ready? Go.
Have you ever wanted to fuck an animal?
No. Or thought? Little... Or did or thought?
Either or.
No.
Either or.
No.
What's happening
no.
here?
No.
Okay.
But I have heard goats have the closest pussy to an actual female.
That's nice work.
So I pick a goat.
Is that in a book?
In a book? It's on that internet there, Mandy.
He's on the internet.
Next question. Have you ever stuck anything up your ass?
No.
A hard no?
Does the shower sprayer count?
Yes, it does. Let's see. Okay. We
passed with flying colors.
I'm the only one that got shot?
I guess there's two sensible individuals and one fucking liar, apparently.
Yeah.
I've never lied a day in my life, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, thank you guys for submitting your questions.
That was a fun one.
That was fun?
All right. Sensible or not, who's heard of this game? It's one of our staple segments. You guys can hear it frequently. We do it every few episodes or so. And what happens in Sensible or Not is we pick topics and we debate whether they're sensible or not sensible. Pretty straightforward. So, Ryan, cue the music.
Sensible or not sensible? That is the question. Exactly. Are you sensible?
So, before we get started, we do have this little visual cue for you. So, we've talked about this before. It's the level of sensibility. And as you can see at the very top, the current ratings have Raw Dog and Tay at 99s. And for
we're
those,
maxed out. We're
who
maxed
put out. You guys up there?
You did. The outside
the Sensible Nation.
This was by an outside
a
firm.
A third party?
Yeah. Outside third firm. Party.
That's right. So for those of you who have played sports video games, Madden and the such, 99's the max. So right, Raw Dog and I are max sensibility. Then you have Harambe.
At a 75.
75, pretty
he's above the
sensible.
Sensibility line, which is the black and white checkered line.
Next item is a can of cream corn. That's a 55. That's fairly sensible. Who doesn't like a can of corn?
I love cream corn.
And then this is, explain this.
Below. So this is below the line. And if you look all the way over to the right, it's urinal cakes at a 7. Slightly above Mandy B at a 3.
And just
she started as a 1, so she's on her way up a little bit.
7
slowly,
months,
but
she went
surely.
From a 1 to a 3. And then I mean, Jussie Smollett is
even above her at a 27.
Yeah.
Very sensible.
So that kind of gives you the gauge of where we stand going into this game. So maybe Mandy will get a notch or two up to a 4
or 5. I'm proving myself this season.
She's
I'm proving myself.
First question.
We want fan interaction with this, too.
We do. So, ladies, I have to ask you. Tonight, I'm pretty dolled up. Like, I got some fake lashes, maybe some fake something going on up
she,
there.
Hey, she actually looks good tonight,
for
doesn't she?
For the first
she?
Time ever.
For the first time. You don't show up in sweatpants
nice
and shit. You actually got dressed
to
up tonight.
I thought it was a different person, to be quite frank.
Anyway, is it sensible for us ladies to get all super dolled up on a date? Like
first
hair
date.
Extensions? First date. Hair extensions, tan, your elastics, you know, like looking.
Get it all done.
Absolutely.
But then the second, third, fourth, maybe 100th date comes along and he sees what you really look like. So is it sensible for me to present myself as who I am, or the more pretty,
Well, do you also do bikini wax and bleach your butthole?
I don't bleach my... Should I start bleaching
well,
my
butthole?
That's,
that's
fucking,
dialed up to me.
You do the enema for the first date, at least.
No
maybe
one does
the second
enemas!
Date.
No one does
you don't
does
do
enema.
An enema on the first date?
Did we
you?
Even do.
Yeah.
Especially
today
if it's from
enema?
November to January, which has been coined ass-eating season.
Yeah.
From what I'm told.
Ladies, get dialed up for us. We
want
to see
but
what
ladies,
like,
I want,
really good looks.
Or actually, gentlemen, so should we get so dialed up for you, so fakey-fakey, or just show you who we are from off the bat? Show us who we are. Anyone else? Dialed up. Okay. Yeah,
right,
he does too. Okay, yeah, thank you.
Let's get a resounding sensible or not to get dialed up on the first date.
Sensible.
What's a sensible?
Wake up on a Sunday morning before we wake up, go get dialed up in the bathroom and come back to bed.
Oh my God. Go please us the night before and maybe we'll wake up and
we want to see your best looks, whatever it takes.
Next question.
The old popcorn.
Oh,
trick.
Yes. So let me just first say it, and then I'll explain what it is. Is it sensible to bust out the popcorn trick on the first date? And what you guys, if you guys aren't familiar with the popcorn trick, is you take your date to a movie, you get a popcorn, no matter what size, you sit down in the seats, and you secretively cut a hole on the bottom, stick your dick in the popcorn, and hopefully your date then reaches for that buttery popcorn.
Buttery old dick.
And you're sly about it.
No one's ever done that. But ever done that.
No one's ever successfully done it. But we have both tried.
Is there
it.
Anybody in the audience that's completed the popcorn trick?
Stop.
Jacob over here.
Jacob.
What, Mr. Chish?
Raw Dog's dead.
What? Wow.
Hey, but If a guy took you out and did it, you'd have to give him props for creativity, right?
I feel like I might. What if you put like the ranch seasoning? You know how you get the popcorn seasoning and put it on the popcorn? Or maybe a spicy something?
Yeah, maybe some salt. I don't know about the ranch seasoning.
What about the pizza trick?
That's
dry,
like
dry ranch?
Yeah, the special popcorn seasoning.
Oh, all right, all right.
What about the pizza trick?
That's a whole one for you. If you're at home just getting a pizza watching Netflix, you could do the pizza trick too. Just take the cardboard box, hole in the middle, stick your dick in the pot in the pizza box. They open it up, there's the surprise.
I will be extremely impressed if someone ever pulls it off. Please let me know if you pull it off.
Let's see. Let's get an audience member to answer. Anybody want to come up and answer if this is sensible or not, and if you've experienced the popcorn trick or done it yourself?
Or ladies, if you want the popcorn trick, let's hear it.
All right. Jacob? No, thanks. All right, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Yeah.
All right, next one. Bathroom attendant. Everybody knows the bathroom attendant situation. Is it sensible or not sensible to have a bathroom attendant at a restaurant, casino, club, anything of the sort?
Get the fuck out of my bathroom. I don't want your mints. I don't want to tip you. I don't want the soap in my hands before I even wash them. Who puts soap in their hands before you can put water
on your hands? That's not sensible in itself.
And we don't ever have cash. We don't want to tip you. I just want to piss or shit by myself without somebody trying to hand me something.
That's right. Who wants to work in a shit-filled environment in the first place for tips? It's like a guilt trip when you go in because I do want to tip them because I feel bad. But I never have $2 or a dollar, and it's like, catch you next time.
We don't have bathroom attendants up in the northern burbs, I can tell you that.
Yeah. We do. No, we, ladies.
Is there women?
Ladies,
is there women? What do you guys,
no,
what are they offering?
No, I love our women attendants. We have, like, hair curlers. We have deodorant. We
douches?
Have, like, highlighter. We have condoms, even.
Okay. Oh. But what's that for?
You wouldn't know. But so they're fancy for us ladies. We like them. I like them. I think it's sensible.
Well, we should have lady attendants then.
Yes. That would,
I think that's
called something different.
Yeah. We'll swap.
Attendants.
We'll do a little swap.
That's right.
Swap.
What do you guys all think? Sensible or not, the bathroom attendant? No. That's a unanimous no. Not sensible. Thank you. Not sensible.
All right. The next one is it... I know we've all had to do it, but I'm just going to say, is it sensible or not to masturbate to porn with no volume?
Absolutely. There are certain circumstances, church, maybe a children's play, airplane. You have to.
But
there's
you don't
no other
get
option.
The full effect. I want the grunts. I want the slapping. I
all
want
right.
the moans.
Dude, calm down. There's no fucking, no doubt, with the sound effects. Way better, right?
It adds
Nobody's
value.
Gonna
it
deny
adds
that.
Value.
Marco, you don't watch Jurassic Park with no volume, do you?
All right, that's different. I said it's better with the fucking volume.
We're not banging dinosaurs, Ryan.
That's different, yeah. But there are certain circumstances that it's sensible.
I will say one time, though, I thought the volume was off, which sucked. I was trying to turn the volume on, and I'm like, what the fuck? It was all full volume. I realized it was on a Bluetooth speaker in the living room getting fucking blasted across the house.
Oh, God.
So always turn your Bluetooth off.
Not sensible. All right, this is a big thing that Tay and I talk about all the time.
It is.
Is it sensible to always wash your hands after peeing in the bathroom? Like, bada bing, bada boom, you go in really quick. No, yeah, sir, thank you.
Who washes it?
All right, I would say it's only sensible because there's a lot of guilt again.
Guilt?
Guilt.
Peer pressure.
There's peer pressure. When you go into a bathroom, it's a waste of time. It's not efficient to always wash your
hands. I'm surprised for guys you have this peer pressure.
I don't know if I've ever washed my hands in the 32 years of life after peeing. Why? What makes them dirty
Does
after
that
you
surprise
pee?
Anybody?
What Is makes them dirty? Shocked? What makes your hands dirty after you pee?
Your dick.
You think my dick's dirty?
Your name is
Raw Dog.
Raw Dog,
yeah.
No, I don't piss over my hands.
What the fuck?
But I will have to say, what you... You talked about being discreet, so where I work, and Kristen will know, remembers the bathrooms where she used to work, that the women, I can hear the women in there every time I go in. Like it's, yep, I mean, you yep. can't hear everything, but I can hear that they're in there. So after I get done pissing, I actually just turn on the faucet and not wash my hands, so they think I wash my hands.
Wasting
because
water.
I don't wanna, no,
Wasting
I don't.
Time. You're doing the time. The time Precious is being time. Spent. You might as well wash your
no,
hands.
No, because I don't want them wet. Then I got to get a paper towel. And my hands are all clammy at my fucking desk. No.
this is coming from a guy who sometimes doesn't wash his hands after a shit, as many of you know
hey,
on one of those
keep
episodes.
That down. Hey, so we got our last question here, and everybody stare up and look at what Taylor is wearing. Is it sensible or not to wear your own fucking shirt at your first live podcast?
That's not in the outline.
Does Steven Tyler wear a fucking Aerosmith shirt when he's at concert?
He doesn't.
Yeah, this is a nice shirt. It's the Tay Premium shirt, not Sensible shirt. You can get on SensiblePeoplePodcast.com under the shop tab.
It's like in Can't Hardly Wait. And you guys remember that movie with Jennifer Love Hewitt? They get in a fight in the fucking movie because Brecken Meyer's actually in the band. And they're playing, and the guy's wearing their Love Burger shirt, and they get in a fight. They don't even play. You don't wear your own shit.
Okay, chill it. What, let's hear from Mandy.
Love Burger, I just like that name of the band. Okay. And I like Brecken Meyer.
Guys, that was sensible or not. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Thank you.
Thanks now, for playing.
How could we have a Sensible People live show without one of our famous punishments?
It's against the law.
You guys all love punishments, right? About a year ago, in episode 11, Dude Looks Like a Lady, we punished Raw Dog by waxing his left nipple. Mandy B and I thought it would be funny to wax Raw Dog's right nipple
here
tonight
is funny?
In front of
Even
this live
Steven.
Audience. But
what?
But
there's a catch.
There's a but.
There's a catch. We thought it would be fun to let you at least select the audience member of your choice. To wax the nipple.
So I have to do this?
Ooh.
You have to. It's been decided.
All right.
It's a punishment.
Who do I want to wax my nipple?
A lot of sensible
Who
singles out there.
Who is interested in waxing Raw Dog's
I will have
nipple.
To say, for the first time tonight, I got to formally meet Tay's mother for the first time. So I think it's only appropriate if Tay's mom comes up here and waxes my nipple.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Joanna, will you wax my nipple?
Oh my God. Let's give a hand to my mom. All right, let's go. Everybody on their feet. Let's go.
Yeah. This house party is crazy.
For those that can't see, Raw Dog does have Antioch tatted on his chest or stomach. You've been doing 8-minute abs? There's a lot of hair, more than last time. All right, is it nice and firm on there? You gonna get a lot of hair? On the count of three, everybody, 1, 2, 3! Walk around. Show everybody your nip. One more.
You have very gentle hands, Joanna.
All right, another count of three. 1, 2, 3.
It's not so bad. It's not so
One
bad.
More?
One more?
One more?
What are you guys trying to do to me?
Put it on there nice and good. You gotta get it good, Manny B.
Tay's mom's hands are way softer than yours, Manny.
All right, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. I don't think there's any more hair there.
Thank you for coming up. It's a pleasure to actually meet you with my shirt off. And hey, can I find you on Tinder or Bumble?
She is not on
that
Tinder
was a
or
yes.
Bumble, Raw Dog. All right, keep that shirt off. I think the ladies like it. All right, Raw Dog, you gonna turn the music off for God's fucking sake?
Ryan loves that song.
Thanks, Mom.
I think he just likes getting his nipples waxed, though.
Why not?
Twice.
All right.
I don't get my butthole bleached. Like
we do have one final surprise for you as we wrap up this show, and then we got Alternative Facts Chicago, phenomenal podcast. We had them on episode 1 of season 2 this year. They're an awesome show. We can't wait for them to come on, but we got one last surprise for you. Raw Dog tends to think, for those that listen to the show, that he's the world's best singer.
You guys all like to sing too, so fuck you.
We like to sing. We don't think we're good.
We don't
There's
think
a
we're
difference.
The best. We don't
I'm
think
not
we're
good.
American
he's got to have confidence.
So he begged us, and he begged us for about 6 weeks.
He only begged you?
He begged me, I guess.
Oh, that's it. Huh?
Sorry. He begged me to sing on this live show for you all. And we finally gave in. So without further ado, the one, the only, Raw Dog, Ryan Church, at the mic.
I'm the songbird of my generation.
You guys can leave quickly. My.
This is a lovely number. I'm going to sing to you guys.
Take me now, baby, here is I am. Hold me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Come on now, try and understand the way I feel when I'm in your hands.
Stand the fuck off.
Hands come undercover. You can't hurt you now. Can't hurt you now. Can't hurt you now. Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs to lust. Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs to us.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank
sensible
you
people, check us out.
Night.
He's giving Rimmies out back for $12. $12 for Rimmies.
They're 15
Thank you.
For two.
How about that for sensible people? Yeah.